Right. Okay, so what happened? Why did the market collapse? Well, this is still controversial. A prior question, in some sense, is why did the housing market in the United States, the UK, and many places around the world, in fact, most countries in the world, why did they expand so continuously from about the mid-1990s onwards until a couple of years ago? And two basic sets of explanations have been put forward. One view which is put forward is essentially that there was a bubble. Okay? Basically, a bubble means that prices are rising at a rate which is inconsistent with sort of underlying economic principles or fundamentals. It's sort of generated by things like expectations, herd behavior, and all of these sorts of things. And one of the things which you'll always hear in the press in this country, in most countries, is that what we've experienced in recent years is a bursting of the house price bubble. There's very little evidence that that's true. Okay? It's sort of media shorthand and commentary, more shorthand for not doing proper economic analysis. The second explanation is essentially that prices rose because of fundamentals. And what we mean by fundamentals is strong increases in household incomes over time, low levels of interest rates, shortages of housing supply, all of these sorts of things which also are very important in terms of driving house prices. So I won't try to take a view about which is the right explanation, but I'll just point out that there are differing views about what caused the increase in prices over time. Now, as a result of that increase in prices, and from what I said about the attractiveness of the returns to investors on subprime loans, in the United States, the number of subprime loans quadrupled between 2001 and 2006. There was a massive increase in loans of subprime loans over that period. Trouble is, of course, is the more you extend these loans out, eventually you're going to be granting loans to people of poorer and poorer credit risks. Okay? So the further, more you give of these things, the greater the chances are that essentially you'll be lending to people which have a very high probability of defaulting on those loans. And there are good sort of institutional reasons why default was more likely to occur. Now, one of the things which went on in terms of subprime lending was that, contrary to what you might expect, rather than having higher interest rates on these loans than conventional mortgages, at least initially, many of these things actually had lower interest rates than traditional mortgages. And these were known as teaser interest rates. But they were essentially fixed for a short period of time, perhaps 2 years or something like that. So if you're a subprime mortgager, you know, you've got an impaired credit history, relatively low incomes, being offered a subprime loan at an initially very low interest rate, particularly when house prices were rising in the economy, seemed like a very attractive option. You know, why wouldn't you want to do it? You know, you want to get onto the housing market as soon as possible. You're being offered a good deal. Why wouldn't you want to do it? Well, one of the problems is that these teaser rates, only to say, only lasted a certain period of time. And after this couple of years, or whatever it is, then basically the interest rate reverted to essentially the standard mortgage interest rate with a risk premium on top of those. So they'd actually be higher than conventional mortgages. So that after this period, these relatively low-income households with heavy risks suddenly experienced a hike in the interest rates which they were paying on their loans. And consequently, they were pretty likely to default on those loans. Other things which were going on, the credit checks on these things were appallingly badly done. You were encouraged to overstate your income. There were not proper checks on these sorts of things. A lot of just straight fraud went on as well. And essentially, as I say, this is fine while prices are rising and interest rates are low. But the problem started when the interest rates started to rise and the house prices started to fall. And in particular, people that took out these subprime loans in 2006 were particularly likely to default on these loans, because this was, the period when interest rates were starting to rise and the housing market was starting to collapse anyway. So there were high level of default on people particularly taking out subprime loans in 2006. But that induces a self-reinforcing process. The more people default, the more that pushes prices down, and the housing market gets into a worse and worse state.